The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good morning, Rolene. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I have to say, Andile pressed my wrong buttons, and the only way I can think to deal with him is to send him Wonder Woman. She'll deal with him.
Exactly. Let's talk about some Gal Gadot.
Could we love her anymore? I don't think so. Gal Gadot is now the first Israeli to make the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. She's looking fabulous, as always, with her superhero accessories. And I have to tell you guys, I mean, as much as it's glorious to see her on the cover of the magazine, and she surpassed Spider-Man and Superman with her box office takings, which proves that the future definitely does belong to women, I get a total kick out of the fact that there's an article in this edition of Rolling Stone magazine on Roger Waters, and he's pipped to the cover by the most gorgeous, powerful Israeli woman. He must be like platzing in his boots.
She's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. And I tell you, we are all like proud Jewish moms in this country.
Okay.
Such nachas from our own Jewish superwoman.
It's like we are seriously clapping nachas. I mean, when I went to see Wonder Woman, first of all, the entire cinema packed up with applause the minute she appeared on screen. I mean, does this happen anywhere else in the world?
Did you only go see Wonder Woman once?
I only saw it once.
No, you disappoint me.
To come on my big screen at home.
Talking of Wonder Woman, I read in the Israeli press that when the Woman of the Wall went to go pray, they were required to lift up their shirts and skirts.
And what was found underneath? Well, they had wrapped Torah scrolls around them. Did you see that?
No, that I certainly didn't see. I thought they were checking to see whether they were anatomically correct.
I don't even have a response to that. But that's not very tenuous behavior. That's not very modest to ask women to lift their tops and skirts.
Well, how modest is it to take it and wrap a Torah scroll around you?
Like a bodice?
Yes, like
ladies,
a corset.
Oi, ladies. That is not good corsetry. That is not like the required dress code.
Well, it is. I suppose that is a woman in leather.
Right, and moving on. Howard Saxteen. Rolene, Conan is apparently traveling to Israel. Conan and the Barbarians? Well, which Conan is this exactly?
This is another fellow redhead, although I do have to cop to not being a real redhead. You know, everything about me is real except my hair color. But Conan O'Brien will be doing Conan Without Borders. He's coming to Israel. It will be a primetime special that is on Tuesday, and he plans to visit Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and other locations which have not been announced yet. But, you know, this brought to mind Conan and the Barbarians because I schlep all the way to Herzliya and back every single day. And let me tell you something, the only thing that I could think of was Conan and the Barbarians, because if he gets on our roads, it's a special kind of war.
Interesting.
So are you suggesting you're a voluntary redhead?
I am
have
a
you just missed the whole story?
It wasn't enough to not have this fire. I had to announce it, Howard.
I didn't know that anyone did that voluntarily. I thought you were forced against your will.
Howard, you know, I've always got to go against the grain. Whatever normal people do, I've always got to go against it. And I actually volunteered to become a Gingy. I think, you know, it's the fire inside that had to announce itself.
Well, one of my favorite people in South Africa goes by the name of Ginger with a GoPro. And he is a videographer, and he does a lot of drone footage. And if you don't follow him on Instagram, go have a look at Ginger with a GoPro. He's unbelievably talented.
Well, I'm known as a ginger who just drones.
Wonderful. All right. So, Rolene, can we talk about dogs? Can we talk about pets, please?
You can always talk about pets and dogs.
All right. So, my last experience in Tel Aviv was everybody has a dog, and the dog goes everywhere with them. often they're not even on leashes. They go with them to work. They go with them to coffee shops. They go running with them on the beach. They go running with them on, you know, Rothschild Boulevard. They sit next to them while they are busy on that Rothschild Boulevard library under the trees. Yeah. So let's talk about doggies.
Well, it's definitely a dog's life if you live in Israel. And Tel Aviv is now known as Tel Klavim, because it is definitely the city of dogs. And I have to say, where I am in Modi Inn, we have special dog parks popping up all over the place, because it is, you know, in order to give your doggy some good leisure time, you take it to the park, and there's different kinds of obstacle courses, and they're very sociable. It's actually quite special to watch this happen. But we do have in Tel Aviv several doggy beaches that are dedicated to the dogs. And I have to tell you, it's wonderful to see how they interact with each other. They don't bite each other. They don't bite the humans. And the only premise, of course, is that you clean up after your doggy. And last year, the Tel Aviv municipality inaugurated their Day of Doggies, where you could take your doggies to have massages, where there was doggy sushi, where they screened the secret life of pets, especially for you and your canine. Now, I feel a little bit discriminated against because I don't have a doggy, but I do have a kitty. Having said that, my cat is the size of a medium-sized dog. And really wouldn't be out of place in Tel Aviv strutting down the street. But it, just in case this wasn't enough of a dog's life, and, you know, just as an aside, a lot of the restaurants in Tel Aviv put out bowls of water so that your doggy can also enjoy some liquid downtime while you enjoy your coffee or your cocktail. So what we have now in Modi Inn is a company called The Dog Mafia. Now, The Dog Mafia make vegan doggy treats in various flavors, in carob, in peanut butter. I mean, I tell you, you can eat better than humans if you are a doggy in Israel.
Vegan doggy treats. They clearly hate their dogs.
Yeah, but dogs are not naturally carnivorous. Are they not
naturally? They are naturally carnivorous.
So then why would you give them vegan food?
Because if you're vegan, then your dog has to be vegan or vegetarian. I mean, haven't you seen that movie? What was it? 7 Ounces.
No,
darling. This is sugar-free, preservative-free dog biscuits.
All the fun
stuff. Peanut butter, fresh pumpkin.
For people who hate their dogs.
For people who hate their dogs, but you know, in Hebrew, ma'afia means bakery.
Oh,
and a ma'afia is a pastry of sorts. So we now have the dog mafia. So it's a lovely play on words.
Has Netanyahu's son cleaned up after his dog yet? There was an issue a few weeks ago where he refused to clean up his dog poop.
Is this the dog that bit everybody?
I think that's his mother.
No, he had a dog, Rolly. Do you remember about his dog? It was a rescue dog. It was like a husky type dog.
Yes, and it bit some high-level visitors to the Netanyahu.
And some journalists. This is going back about 2 years. And, yeah, is it that dog?
It is that dog. But, you know, Netanyahu's son not only needs to clean up after his doggy, he needs to clean up after himself as well, because he has been tweeting and putting some very nasty comments out there.
Really? What's he been saying?
Oh, well, he had a go at the media, of course, and he had a go at the sons of Ariel Sharon and Ehud Olmert, and it was not very prime minister son-like behavior. Having said that, he still is a teenager, and, you know, it's a catch-22. He is a teenager. He is going to make mistakes. He is going to behave like a naughty boy sometimes. However, he is still the prime minister's son, and maybe should just behave himself a little bit.
Let us take social media away from those people who are not responsible enough to use it. Let's take it away from the Nazis.
I'm sorry to tell you this, but most people won't.
Yeah. I was going to say, let's take it away from him. Let's take it away from Donald Trump. And let's have a board that you have to pass before we allow you near Twitter or Facebook.
Oh, Raleigh.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Raleigh, this is where we leave it today. Thank you so much. Love the doggy treat story, I have to tell. Now, I actually went to look at their website. Very nice.